From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, this is Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. Dear Lady is the name of the band, led by singer and bassist Molly Obomsawin and guitarist and singer Magdalena Abrego. Molly was part of the folk rock trio called Lula Wiles. Then she released her album of indigenous jazz called Sweet Tooth in 2022, drawing heavily on her Abenaki heritage. Magdalena has played with the minimalism meets jazz collective known as Numinous here in New York, as well as the improvising sax player Allison Burrick. In January, the two of them released their first album together with the cheeky title Greatest Hits. And it sees the two of them turning the amps to 11 and pairing softly sung vocals with roaring guitars. Today they're here to play some of those songs for us. To begin, here's Masterpieces from the duo Dear Lady.
We'll never die, but go ahead, repeat the old lie, make believe it's coming imminently true. Seems to me the problem starts and ends with you. Is any least of all the hollow way I feel, coming home to ash and bone and steel. Can you admit, as I must, that you don't give a fuck about
thank you.
song is called Masterpieces, live performance here in the studio from Dear Lady. That's Molly Obomsawin singing and playing guitar, Magdalena Abrego playing the guitar as well. And to the two of you, so nice to have you here in the studio. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So Molly, this is in relatively rapid succession, the third very different project we've heard from you. I mean, we actually debuted on newsounds.org the song Television.
Oh, yeah, right.
The Lula Wiles.
Right.
And then came Sweet Tooth, in which you're playing an upright stand-up bass.
Yes, correct.
And then on this record, on the album, you're playing the electric bass guitar.
Mm-hmm. And some acoustic guitar as well. Yeah, I think I play a different instrument for each of my personalities.
It seems like it, yeah.
Well, I don't know. You know, it's funny. I think that there's a through line for sure in all of the projects. And I actually wrote this album right after Lula Wiles, or as Lula Wiles was kind of breaking up, and as we were releasing Shame and Sedition, which was our final record. And
mm-hmm.
And so these songs do feel like a continuation of my songwriting and that work that we kind of laid down, but that band had three front people, so
right.
it's my sound this time.
Right.
Yeah.
So what is the through line in all these different projects?
I am an anti-colonial songwriter,
mm-hmm.
and I like to center my songs in that experience, and I think my lyrics back in Lula Wiles, obviously the material in Sweet Tooth is very indigenous centered and resistance celebratory, and then here on this record as well, I think it has very much those themes throughout.
I mean, with Sweet Tooth, it was pretty obvious. You know, there's actual field recordings
mm-hmm.
of you know
ancestors, yeah,
ancestors and family. It's less obvious here, if only mm-hmm. because you've gone for a kind of shoegaze
mm-hmm.
sound where
yeah.
the vocals are enveloped
mm-hmm.
by this wall of guitar that on the record, I guess, Magdalena, is mostly you, right,
mm-hmm.
doing the guitars. The English guitarist Vinnie Riley, who was in this band called the Daruti Column, once put out a solo record that he called The Guitar and Other Machines. And I loved that title because the idea of the guitar as a sound-producing machine seems to be something you have taken very much to heart.
Yeah, I think of myself as working with, like, sonic sculpture most of the time with guitar. I guess my approach to guitar is an earnest effort to sound less like a guitar.
Mm-hmm. Well, you sounded like a flock of birds for a moment there in Masterpieces.
I'll have to do Mosquito next.
Yeah.
So when the album first came out, it was credited to the two of you, to mm-hmm. Molly Obomsawin, Magdalena Abrego, and I'm not the only person who will have been relieved, Molly, when you sent that email saying, yeah, we've given ourselves a name, Dear Lady. So much easier to say.
It is. It actually fits on a marquee.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that a reference to the Dear Lady character in the TV series Reservation Dogs?
Kind of. So for people who don't know, we debuted one of our singles on Reservation Dogs. Which is
They're There.
Yeah, They're There, exactly. And we'll play that today. And it was for the episode about Dear Lady, who is a storied figure actually across a lot of different Native communities in our stories. And she teaches us specifically, usually men, how to behave and
yes.
The consequences of if men don't behave. She's very important. She is. She's been called the personification of indigenous feminine rage,
mm-hmm.
which I absolutely love.
Yeah, it resonated with us.
It hit a string for us. And but we have a Dear Lady story in our community as well. And the writer of Reservation Dogs is Muscogee, Creek, and Seminole. And so it's very different culture from
right.
the Abenaki Nation. And I think it speaks to sort of how important she is throughout Indian country.
You used the word Abenaki Nation. It is
mm-hmm.
a nation.
Mm-hmm.
And within it, there are lots of different groups, right?
So there's the Wabanaki Confederacy is a confederacy of five nations that are all Wabanaki. where I come from, Odinak First Nation, is we have like a slightly different, we're called Abenaki, mm-hmm. which is, there's just like so much history to explain that. But we, the short form of people from Odinak First Nation is Abenaki.
Okay.
And it is a nation.
And the language?
Is Abenaki as
okay.
well.
Mm-hmm. Did you grow up speaking it?
No. Most people don't nowadays,
right.
yeah.
You know, some of the, like, Algonquin, especially the mm-hmm. Eastern Algonquin, like mm-hmm. Medicine Singers, if you know
mm-hmm.
that band,
yeah.
you know, super endangered language, mm-hmm. and music has become a way mm-hmm. of keeping
absolutely
that language. I mean, because so much of culture is encoded in language,
mm-hmm.
and when the language dies, mm-hmm. inevitably you lose something that you can't get just from the written word.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, it's the entire epistemology, if you will. You know, your like frame for navigating the world is contained in the language that you understand yourself in.
So is it hard for you to write these anti-colonial songs in the language
of English?
The colonizers?
Yeah, I mean, yes, this is the struggle of all of us, I think, who are from colonized communities. And the various colonizing languages. I think I kind of referenced that in this song that we just played in Masterpieces. Mm-hmm. I wrestle with the language to begin.
There's also, I think I heard you sing the line, shoot out the lights, is that right?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the Richard and Linda Thompson record called Shoot Out the Lights?
I'm not. I was actually referencing Tom Petty, who has a, I forget what song it is, but he said, and then an Indian shot out the lights or something like that.
We were caught up in a barroom fight till an Indian shot out the lights.
I actually adore Tom Petty, so it's
yeah.
a loving reference, even
okay.
though it's twisted.
Okay. All right. 1981, I guess, or 80 or 81, Richard and Linda Thompson made their breakup album. You know, they were getting divorced, and it was called Shoot Out the Lights.
So. It's a great turn of phrase.
Yeah. What about this song, Believer? You know, where does this kind of fit in the epistemology of Dear Lady?
Well,
it's actually a good story.
Is it?
It is a good story.
Tell me the story.
Magdalena, well, tell Molly a story
yeah,
for her.
I'm going to tell Molly's own story for her.
Thank you.
No, we were in the studio recording this record, which was done over a handful of sessions mm-hmm. spread out across months. It was the night before my final day in the studio, and I think it was like close to midnight. I was falling asleep on the couch in the control room, and I was there with our producer, Sam, and Molly was like, can I show you guys this song that I just wrote really quick? And it was Believer. And it occurred to me and Sam in that moment that this album would not be complete without that song. And so it was very funny how just sort of like off the cuff Molly was about dropping what ended up becoming the single for this record. And we tracked, you know, 90% of the song the very next morning before I hit the road.
Mm.
So it, Molly, was it one of those songs that just kind of like appears as if fully formed?
It did. I mean, I was actively panicking about not having enough songs for the record to have it be a full length. So it appeared under duress, but it appeared and in full form. And I think a lot of the imagery of this song actually comes from a story called Kachinu that's in our communities. And it's about like a gruesome cannibal. So I guess that's what I'll say about the content of Believer.
Okay. All right. I'm a little afraid of what's going to happen, but let's hear a live performance of the song.
Yeah, let's see if we can conjure him.
Yeah.
Dear Lady is the band. The album is called Greatest Hits. Here's a live performance of Believer.
Thank you.
The song is Believer, live performance from Dear Lady, Molly Obomsawin and Magdalena Abrego on guitars and singing. And Molly, when you're touring, you have a bass and drum rhythm section.
I play the bass.
You do. That's mm-hmm. what I was going to ask.
In that rhythm section, yes.
So does it feel weird to be playing the guitar and missing the bass line that is usually your part of the band?
It's definitely a trip sometimes. It's an adjustment. I find that it's easier for me to remember lyrics if I'm playing guitar because I wrote them on guitar.
Yeah.
But it's easier for me to remember arrangements if I'm playing the bass.
So wow.
I'm working on it.
Okay. So Magdalena, how did you and Molly meet?
Molly and I met because of this record. She reached out to me because she was looking for... Well, she was looking for a weirdo guitar player. She wanted someone who was at home in this sort of liminal space that exists between free jazz and Sonic Youth. And and so she called me and we started working on this music together. And as we got to know each other, we realized that we had lived these sort of intensely parallel existences leading up to this moment. It's sort of funny. We both started playing music on clarinet when we were like baby goth girls.
Wow.
And eventually we ended up at the same college. We went to Berklee College of Music for undergrad. We were there at the same time. We lived in the same neighborhood and we did not know each other.
Wow.
And but we have plenty of mutual friends actually going back quite a while. It's actually kind of amazing that we managed not to meet until right now, but I think it just kind of lends to the whole mythology of this band.
Yeah. And Molly, are you related to Alanis Obomsawin?
I am. I couldn't tell you exactly how because the Obomsawin family is the largest Abenaki family.
Really?
Yeah, you can find Obomsawins in Vancouver and Ontario, in Quebec, in New Brunswick, in the United States. We're everywhere. It's actually a problem. it's been understood as a problem for a very long time, actually. No, I am related to her, and I know that she's on the same side of the Obomsawin family that I'm on. I think she and my dad are like maybe second or third cousins. Hi ho 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 ho.
She did a record, it must have been in the 80s.
87, I think, called Bush Lady. Mm-hmm.
Which
huge,
was
huge.
Like anybody who heard it, it was, unless you were already part of the Abenaki Nation, mm-hmm. it was like our introduction mm-hmm. to your culture and, mm-hmm. and your stories and your music.
Yeah, it's so crazy, the story of that album even, because so I came up in addition to folk music, I came up in free jazz and I have a lot of mentors in that world. And some of my close mentors, one of them is named Bill Cole. He wrote a really famous book about John Coltrane. That's what he's most known for. But he's a great untempered instrument specialist. And he worked at Dartmouth College in the 80s. He put together a band with Warren Smith, with Jane Cortez, and some other experimental people. And Alanis Obomsawin was one of them. And they worked on a bunch of his compositions and a bunch of her compositions, which would become Bush Lady. And when I met Bill at like 24 years old, he was like, Obomsawin, that's such an interesting
name.
Well,
that's why I asked. It seems to me to be an unusual name, but
yes.
From your answer, clearly it's not.
I mean, it means one thing. It means that you're from the Abenaki Nation.
Okay.
But otherwise unusual in the world of non-Abenakis.
Yes. Yeah. But your version of Smith is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And as long as we're talking about names, what about the name of the record, Greatest Hits? I love that for a debut record.
Thank you.
Yeah. I feel like, I think it would be difficult to describe Molly or myself as the most earnest people you'll ever meet. And so we liked the tongue-in-cheek quality of that name.
I think it's also kind of like prismatic in terms of how many ways you can interpret
exactly.
its meaning.
We did play around with some album art that was just a hyper close-up of someone getting punched in the face. Greatest hits. We have some new merch coming out, some custom Dear Lady rolling papers for that kind of greatest hit. And, you know, the songs are masterpieces, so.
So both of you have mentioned free jazz, but these songs are, they're not only structured, they're sometimes very complex structures, and I'm thinking specifically of Seeing Two.
Passing by line and coiling, snow above and in between, silent days, taking home. I'm at a truck stop without light, I'm in the third island plain sight.
Molly came to me with these songs, and they had a form and harmony and melody and words, but they hadn't really taken shape sonically yet. And you had sent me a voice memo singing Seeing Two, and I was like, I love this, but what if we played it like this? And I play what is now the riff in Seeing Two, and Molly was like, I love it. How the heck do I sing over that?
Well, and the neat thing is, when you do, Molly, sing over it, it's not like it's you can feel where it's tethered mm-hmm. to the riff. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of
floats over the top.
Yeah,
and it's thank you for noticing that and appreciating it. It's you know, I'd spend a lot of time, and I'm not saying that this is why I did it or why it's like that, but I spent a lot of time leading up to Sweet Tooth and in the years after Sweet Tooth, researching Native musics, like especially our influences in jazz and our presence in jazz, and trying to find like kind of like idiosyncratic like Native things. There are so many, especially rhythmic kind of themes that come up in different nations and different places. But something that I really appreciate about our music is the kind of autonomy that vocals have in spite of rhythms mm. and how playful a lot of amazing Native singers are with that and the articulations. And in such a weird way, this is like our most like indie rock, like riffy song and our most like Native song. And I love that about it.
Yeah.
Me too.
The song you're going to do next, There, There, mm-hmm. you premiered on Reservation Dogs.
Yes.
Well, let's hear a live performance from Molly Obomsawin and Magdalena Abrego performing as Dear Lady.
What you want, what you need, what you love, who you really are, if you dare, if you don't, if you tried and you wanna cry. Seeing you, being too faced. you need, what you love, who you really are, if you dare, if you don't, if you tried and you wanna cry.
There, there. The name of the song from Dear Lady, Male Obomsawin and Magdalena Abrego, live here in the studio. This is from their debut album called Greatest Hits, but this song premiered on Reservation Dogs. Mm-hmm. How did that happen?
When Sweet Tooth came out, Sterling Harjo heard about it. And
The showrunner
of Reservation Dogs heard about it. He became completely obsessed with my music, with Sweet Tooth, and he was like, send me everything you have ever written and anything you're working on. And so I did, and this tune particularly caught his eye, and he was just like, I want to put it in the show.
You know, I thought the music in that show was just one of the many wonderful, I mean, you know, it was funny. There were numerous episodes that had scenes that just gave me chills. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is, for folks who haven't seen it, Reservation Dogs is, it's just extraordinary. Yes. It was a native cast. It was indigenous mm-hmm. crew, mm-hmm. cast, writers, directors. I mean, did you feel the difference?
Oh, my God. I mean, we're so, like, up until Reservation Dogs, like, we were so unrepresented as, like, yeah, in the writer's room as like portraying ourselves ever, you know, and even when we were native actors, we were portraying characters that non-natives wrote for us, which were riddled with issues, you know, and biases. So like the show has like changed all of our lives, and to be asked to be a part of the community of that show was so insanely validating to me as an artist. And in the place in my career that I was at the time and am. And it feels different. Like all the people who were involved in that episode and in like the writer's room of the show, like reached out to me and were like, your music is amazing. Like, we're so grateful that, you know, it's just like very much like being brought into a community.
Yeah.
You know, like that everyone wanted that. And I think that's really uncommon for the film industry and industries in general, that like everyone actually just wants to bring each other along.
Nicely done. It fit beautifully in the segment. It fits beautifully on the record called Greatest Hits by Dear Lady. Male Obomsawin, Magdalena Abrego, playing live for us here as a duo. This has been great fun. Thanks to the both of you.
Thank you so much, John.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
And down the hall, Joe Enright in the video control room shooting videos of these live performances. Irene Trudell is our technical director, our producer Karen Havlick. Today's session produced by Max Fine. I'm John Schaefer. You can keep up with everything we're doing on New Sounds by subscribing to our free weekly newsletter. Text New Sounds to 70101 or sign up on the website at newsounds.org.